Welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast, your go-to destination for the vibrant 55-plus community and beyond. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and I'm so thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Now, each week, we'll delve into the diverse interests and experiences of our boomers and beyond. And whether you're seeking tips on health and wellness, planning your next adventure, navigating finances, exploring new hobbies, or just staying up to date with the latest in technology, this podcast is your trusted companion. Now join me as we engage in insightful conversations, share expert advice, and celebrate the joys and challenges of this remarkable stage of our lives. And my goal is simple: to empower and inspire you to make the most of every moment. So, my friends, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share with your 55-plus family and friends, and leave a review after each episode. Your feedback fuels my passion to continue delivering enriching content tailored just for you. So tune in every Saturday to the Delaware Blogger Podcast, because life after 55 is an extraordinary journey meant to be embraced and celebrated. Let's start this adventure together. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and today we're talking about a topic that's near and dear to many of our hearts: traveling on a budget for boomers and beyond. That's right, travel tips for boomers. We're going to explore the world without breaking the bank. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you about some incredible resources available to you. If you're considering starting a podcast or looking to elevate your current show, be sure to check out my Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide. Why? It's packed with valuable insights and tips to help you craft compelling content that resonates with your audience. And for those of you who want a more personalized experience, don't forget about my 5-session podcast coaching program. You can get more information at ablakeenterprises.com, or you can send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. All right, all right, all right. Let's jump into it. Traveling on a budget doesn't mean sacrificing quality or fun. In fact, with a little creativity and planning, you can have an amazing travel experience without breaking the bank. Now, first up, let's talk about traveling solo, right? I think traveling solo can be incredibly rewarding. It can offer freedom to explore destinations at your own pace and on your own terms. And for boomers and beyond, solo travel can be a chance to reconnect with yourself, try new experiences, meet interesting people along the way in a no-judgment zone environment. That's right. So if you're considering a solo travel, make sure you start by researching destinations that cater to solo travelers and offer safe and welcoming environments. Yep. I did a search in cities like Asheville, North Carolina, which is where my grandmother was born and raised, or Santa Fe, New Mexico, are known for their vibrant art scenes, delicious cuisine, and friendly locals. So, you know, that's a great option. Plus, they offer plenty of activities and amenities that are well-suited for the solo travelers. They have art galleries, museums, and lots of outdoor adventures. Now, you don't want to do the solo trip. You want to travel with your spouse or your friends? That's cool too, because traveling with a spouse or friends can also be a fantastic way to explore the world while sticking to a budget. And you might want to consider booking accommodations with shared living spaces, such as vacation rentals, Vrbo's, Airbnb, hostels. You can split the cost and maximize your savings. And destinations like Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina, both offer charming historic districts, beautiful beaches, and delicious Southern cuisine, which is perfect for a group getaway. Now, you don't want to travel far. Maybe you just want to stay local. There are plenty of local travel adventures. You don't have to venture far from home to have a memorable travel experience. Local travel can be just as enriching, offering the chance to discover hidden gems in your own backyard. You can plan a day trip to a nearby state park for a hike or a picnic, or even explore a neighboring town's historic downtown district. For us here in Delaware, we have great parks, but right up the street, literally, is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you can go there for some great things as well, because you'll be amazed at how much there's to see and do right in your own community. Want to head south? There's Maryland. So we've got Maryland, you know, here in Delaware. We've got Pennsylvania and New Jersey. But if you're ready to hop on that plane, train, or automobile, and you're ready to get out from point A to point B, consider all those options. Flying, yeah, of course, that's the quickest way to reach your destination. But don't overlook the convenience and affordability of train travel, especially with those discounts, or even the flexibility of a road trip. I don't know, you want to do an RV? That might be pretty cool too. Depending on your destination and your preferences, one mode of transportation may be more cost-effective than the other, so make sure that you are comparing prices and weighing your options when it comes to planes, trains, and automobiles. Now, we've talked about, you know, traveling solo or with family and friends and, you know, modes of transportation. Before I let you go, let's talk about travel safety tips. Yep. Traveling is an adventure, but it's crucial, vital, very important to prioritize safety, especially as we age. And I'm going to give you some tips to keep in mind. The first tip, plan ahead. Research your destination thoroughly before you go. Familiarize yourself with the local customs, the laws, and potential safety concerns. Make sure you have copies of important documents like your passport, your driver's license, travel insurance, and leave copies with a trusted friend or family member at home. The second safety tip is stay connected. Make sure that you have a reliable way to stay in touch with your loved ones while you're away. If you don't have a cell phone, get one. You know, invest in a cell phone with international capabilities or purchase a local SIM card. You can check that out at whether you are Verizon or T-Mobile or any of the other carriers. And share your itinerary with someone you trust and check in regularly, especially if you're traveling solo. The third safety tip when it comes to travel is always, always be mindful of your surroundings. Stay vigilant and aware of your surroundings, especially in a crowded or unfamiliar place. Keep your belongings secure at all times and avoid displaying valuable items like expensive jewelry or large sums of cash. And trust your instincts. You know that feeling that we get on the inside? If something doesn't feel right, get out of there. Remove yourself from the situation. The last tip I want to share, the fourth tip that I want to share is stay healthy. Prioritize your health while traveling by staying hydrated. Drink that water. Get plenty of rest and practice good hygiene. And don't forget, pack any necessary medications and consider purchasing travel insurance to cover unexpected medical expenses. One year, my husband and the boys and I went to Florida and he got sick. He was dehydrated. He passed out and we had to go from the animal kingdom to the hospital. So that day was shot. We had to make sure that we had all our medical information. He had all his medical information. So good. Make sure that you have what you need and be aware, be cautious when you're trying new foods and beverages, you know, because as a type 2 diabetic, I got to be careful. Depending on your health, be mindful of any dietary restrictions or allergies. If you're allergic to shellfish, don't be trying lobster just because it looks great. So be careful with that. The fifth travel tip, safety travel tip I wanted to give you before I leave today. Always use reliable transportation. And this is funny because my son was talking about this recently on his adventure. But when it comes to getting around, make sure you choose a reputable transportation option. Stick to licensed taxis or ride sharing services and avoid traveling alone late at night. And if you're renting a car, make sure you familiarize yourself with the local travel laws and driving conditions and always wear your seatbelt. When we went to the Bahamas last year, driving on the left side was a unique experience for all of us. So we wanted to make sure that we ventured out, drove during the day, so that night when it was dark and we couldn't see anything, that we were still comfortable in driving in the Bahamas. So following these simple safety tips can help you enjoy your travels with a peace of mind, knowing that you're taking the necessary precautions to stay healthy and safe. So that's all I have for you today. And I hope you found that these travel tips are helpful for planning your next budget-friendly adventure. And remember, travel is about the experiences you create and the memories you make along the way, not necessarily how much money you spend. So once again, thank you for tuning in to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, check out my Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide or the 5-session podcast coaching program at ablakeenterprises.com or send that email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And until the next time, happy travels. See ya. This is the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger. Now that's a wrap for today's episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And I hope you enjoyed diving into the world of wellness and travel, finances, hobby, technology, relationships, and all the facts of life for the 55 plus community. Now, before I let you go, don't forget, visit delblogger.com to check out my Wednesday wellness post where we delve even deeper into topics that matter most to you. It's your one-stop destination for inspiration and valuable insights to enhance your well-being. And as always, I appreciate your support and feedback. So remember, subscribe, share, and leave a review too. Let me know how I'm doing and what you'd like to hear more in the future episodes. So until the next time, keep living your best life, embracing every moment and finding joy in the journey. Thank you for being a part of the Delaware Blogger Podcast family.